Hello everyone, Joseph Dunphy here, and this is your weekly Grass 10 grazing management update on the Dairy Edge. Pasture Base Ireland figures for the week are: average farm cover is 843 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and grass growth rates are 24 kilos of dry matter per hectare. The cover per livestock unit is 308 kilos of dry matter per livestock unit. Dry matter percentages recorded for the week were 16% in Athenry, County Galway, 15.5% in Oak Park, County Carlow, and 15% in Moore Park, County Cork. Looking at the predicted grass growth, rainfall and soil temperatures for the coming week, grass growth is predicted to be in the region of between 23 and 30 kilos of dry matter per hectare for the next week, and soil temperatures are expected to hover in around 6 to 7 degrees Celsius. I'm unfortunately still the bearer of bad news on this podcast, with an unsettled forecast from Met Éireann, with between 15 and 20 millimetres of rain expected for the north and the west, and 20 to 35 millimetres of rain expected for the south and the east of the country. With all the rainfall we have had and continue to have, grazing has ground to a halt on many Irish farms. Many farmers have been grazing their drier and good access paddocks over the last number of weeks, and these are running out or have run out, and most farmers have no option but to house cows. The priority should always be to, number one, feed the animal, number two, avoid damage, and three, achieve residuals, in that order. So it's important to prioritise feeding the cows over the next few days, especially if the animals are fully housed. Grazing will be difficult, but getting 3 hours in per day is a win, so walk the farm and identify areas to graze, especially for those who have a low amount of grazing completed so far this spring. Where cows are housed full-time, increase concentrate supplementation to 6 kilos so as to protect body condition score as animals approach peak production. When cows are getting one grazing in during the day, aim for between 4 and 5 kilos of concentrate supplementation along with good quality silage at night. Silage stocks are running low on farms in certain parts of the country, so try and purchase silage locally if possible to get you out of a shortage before looking at other feed alternatives. If silage is in short supply or a very poor quality, and milk yield and protein percentage is suffering, an option of a midday feed of a fibre source such as soya hulls or beet pulp at 2 kilos per cow may be an option for your farm. To help farmers deal with the current management issues, the Dairy Specialist team have organised a national dairy webinar titled Management in Current Difficult Conditions for next Tuesday, the 2nd of April at 7:30 p.m. on Zoom. Topics to be discussed on the webinar are feeding and managing the herd pre-breeding, looking at silage stocks and dealing with shortages, grazing in wet conditions, and getting the spring grazing rotation back on track, and fertiliser for grass and silage. So tune in at 7:30 p.m. on Zoom next week. Talking with this week's featured farmer, Kevin Murphy, who farms in Gorey, County Wexford. Kevin's average farm cover is still fairly healthy at 920 kilos of dry matter per hectare. The farm is growing 13 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and he's about 60% of the farm grazed. Up to now, Kevin has been getting two grazings per day where possible, but similar to everybody else, has all his dry ground grazed at this stage. He is aiming to get one grazing per day with the poor forecast at the minute, and has moved the cows back up to 6 kilos of supplement in the parlour. He has no chemical nitrogen out on the farm so far, but the whole milking platform has got 2,500 gallons of dilute slurry per acre. First three paddocks grazed on his farm have a cover of 850, 650 and 650 kilos of dry matter per hectare on it. So similar to everybody else, he needs good weather to get chemical nitrogen on them and to get the farm moving. Lastly, once again on this week's podcast, just to mention our upcoming spring management and clover events, of which our featured farmer Kevin Murphy is hosting. The Grass 10 team and the Clover 150 team, along with grassland researchers and the advisory team, will host a series of farm walks starting next week in Chagas Moor Park on the 3rd of April at 11 a.m. The topics to be discussed will be current grazing and fertiliser application in light of the difficult spring conditions, along with the establishment and management of white clover and fertiliser application strategies to maintain clover and pasture production. So have a look at the flyer in the Grass 10 newsletter for an event near you over the coming weeks. If you would like to hear more from the Grass 10 team, subscribe to the weekly Grass 10 newsletter, which is available on the Grass 10 page on the Chagas public website, and the link to the newsletter is also available in the description of this podcast. This has been your Grass 10 update, and I'll talk to you all next week.